Stellenbosch communities are in shock following the gun death of MAKO member and Democratic Alliance councillor Kolile Kalipa. We speak to DA Regional Chairperson Chris Steyn. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, Chris. It's really something that hurt us as a party and especially community of Stellenbosch to lose somebody like Kalipa and in such a tragic way. Specifically, Kalipa was absolute community focused, and that was so tragic about it, to lose somebody like that that was really serving the community. We politicians, some of us politicians, but our main goal and our priority is actually to serve the community. When you have someone like that serving his community and get killed, it just makes it so much worse, especially someone really like Kalipa had a heart of gold actually for his, and he really cared about his community. To lose him in such a way, it's really tragic.
Mm. I mean, he was actively responsible for community upliftment in that area.
Exactly. Even in his portfolio, his biker portfolio speak exactly to the kind of person that he was, focusing on community and community upliftment. That is who Kalipa was. I've known him for many, many years. I'm in politics since I can't remember when. It's too long ago. But I was thinking about it yesterday. It seems to me like Kalipa has always been somewhere there and being part of it all the time while I was in politics. Of course, I stay in Worcester, he stay in Stellenbosch, but we've worked together many, many, many times in elections, by-elections. Kalipa was an activist. He was fighting for the DA in many, many ways. And he truly believed in what he was doing. So really something. And I know our mayor and then Michael will be visiting the family today. He lost his wife a few years ago already. I don't want to doubt him and really what happened because I don't know, to be honest.
But what do you know about the circumstances of the killing?
I don't know. What I know is what I've heard. I think like many others that I don't know. It really was, people spoke about, it looks like it was some kind of a heat. If you look at what happened. For me, I don't really want to speculate about it because I haven't got all that info. I think what I know is what most people said. He's been sitting in his car and has been shot with fire at him. So when you look at that kind of things, it really looked like it was some kind of a hit. And I can't imagine why something would happen to somebody like Kalipa. For me, I found it very strange. I was speaking to my wife yesterday and said, you've heard on the news the other day about how many political killings took place in KZN. Nobody speaks about it. You don't even hear it on the news. I was following the news, trying to follow the news. There was not really a lot said about the killing of a councillor like Kalipa in Stellenbosch. It's really, I find it terrible that people who are there serving the community and die in such a way, and nobody speaks about it. And this is what really, we should speak about it. We should open our mouths about it and say, look what's happening. The people who put their life forward to serve, and this is how it ends up. we all know we do get career politicians as well. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But Kalipa was somebody that served his community. And for him to die in such a way, and as if nobody speaks about it, I find that really terrible. We should open up these kind of things.
Do you know whether the police are investigating an assassination or a murder? Have they given you any indication that they are following up strong leads?
I don't know. They haven't said anything. That's why I said don't want to speculate about it, because they haven't said what they are investigating. They are investigating a murder at this stage. We don't know if it's an assassination they are investigating. I've spoken to Marie, our MEC for safety. Of course, they will do everything in their power, because this needs to be opened up. We may need to get to the truth of what really happened in Stellenbosch and why it happened. I think that is very important that we know why such things happen, because there are lots of other counselors, other people, and when something like that happens, you know, everybody gets terrified, because we don't know why it happened. If we start to know why it happened, then maybe perhaps we can understand it better.
Is there an atmosphere of fear now?
Yes, obviously, when things like that happen and other counselors start to also, you know, worry about it. And, you know, we mustn't let this just become part of everyday politics. Sorry about that. Because it shouldn't be there. We must, when something like this happens, right, you know, the only way you can really stop it is when something like this happens, is to get to the truth of it. Why it happened, who is behind it, and get those people out of the streets. Because other people, there's a lot of other people that's also serving, and it hampers in what they are doing. Now we definitely have to get to the bottom of this.
Do you know if he received any threats in the lead up to his killing?
Not of any that we are aware of, because that's the first thing that I ask our mayor in Stellenbosch. Nobody was aware of anything, because they are always, of course, any of our councillors are under threat that we can provide protection for them in some kind of other way. But we don't know of any threats. He's never spoken about something like that to us. So, no, not that any of us are aware of. Hasn't spoken about something like that.
And have there been any politically related incidents that could have bearing on this?
No, not really. That's why we found it was a complete shock to us. You know, Kaimandi has been in a bit of a turmoil forever, but not something like this that we expected. As we can remember, years ago, it was a deputy mayor of Ashchandala that was also something around that, which we never really got to the truth of that in Kaimandi, but I'm not aware of anything. But we just need to get to the bottom of this, so our other people and other councillors can, you know, carry on with the work that they're doing. We have other councillors in Kaimandi as well, so I mean, as you can imagine, it can't be easy for them as well. So it's very important that they feel safe as well to carry on with their work that they do.
Are you stepping up security around other councillors, especially those in the township?
Yeah, at this stage, the councillors, our councillors in Kaimani, they are really not actively staying in Kaimani because they're scared to understand that. Yeah, until we know exactly what happened, we have to look at it. Well, I don't want to delve really into that because, you know, I think you understand.
Meanwhile, just for our viewers who do not know which political parties are the biggest in the township.
In Kaimani, the biggest political party there has always been the ANC. The EFF is also very active. Those are two main parties always been in Kaimani. They are the biggest parties. Of course, we were really starting to move in gaining support in Kaimandi as a Democratic Alliance. And it's really the work of people like Kalipa. So I don't want to speculate about that.
No, I understand. Do you have any last words for him in tribute?
Yeah, I think I want to say thank you so that we are having this interview because, like I said in the beginning, I was upset that there isn't more about something like that. It's a killing of a councillor serving the community that took place, and people should know about it. From my side to you, I just want to say thank you. And, of course, as the DA, we will continue serving our community no matter what. But, yeah, we got to know why it happens. Thank you, Chris.
No, thank you, Chris. Let's hope there is an arrest today still. That was Regional Chairperson Chris Steyn of the Democratic Alliance speaking to Biz News after the gun death of Mako member and DA councillor Kulile Kalipa, and I'm Christine.